Despite being informed about the beatings, they seemed inclined to take me back home without any medical examination or further intervention, leaving me feeling vulnerable and abandoned once again. The lack of action from the authorities reflected a distressing reality I had grown accustomed to, the normalization of violence and neglect in my life. It was a stark reminder of the systemic challenges and entrenched attitudes that perpetuated the cycle of abuse and suffering in our community. With the verbal approval from the Department of Social Welfare and Development, DSWD, Representative Maverick arranged to visit me. Little did he know the turmoil that had plagued my life, the silent battles I fought behind closed doors. Shy and uncertain, I harbored feelings that seemed to swirl like a storm within me. Yet, in Maverick's presence, there was a glimmer of hope, a flicker of possibility that maybe, just maybe, I could find the courage to share my story when the time was right. Unaware of the depths of my suffering, Maverick's visit was not merely a casual encounter but a revelation of the horrors I endured. As I welcomed him into my childhood abode, I did so with a heavy heart, the weight of my secrets pressing down upon me like a suffocating blanket. With every hesitant step he took across the threshold, I felt the memories of my pain come rushing back, a floodgate of anguish threatening to overwhelm me. Yet, despite my inner turmoil, I plastered on a smile, masking the bruises that marred my skin and the scars that marred my soul. As we sat across from each other, the stark reality of my existence lay bare before us, I could sense Maverick's growing unease. His eyes, once bright with curiosity, now darkened with concern as they swept over me, taking in the telltale signs of abuse etched into my very being. As Maverick and I continued to share our stories, he confided in me about his own struggles. He revealed that he came from a broken home, his childhood marked by instability and hardship. At a young age, he was placed in the foster care system, where he endured beatings and mistreatment in several different homes. The scars of his past ran deep, leaving him with emotional wounds that never fully healed. Despite the challenges he faced, Maverick emerged from his tumultuous upbringing with the resilience and strength that inspired awe. As he recounted his experiences, I listened with a mixture of empathy and admiration, struck by the courage it took for him to confront his painful past. In Maverick, I found a kindred spirit, someone who understood the depths of suffering and the power of hope to overcome adversity. Together, we forged a bond forged in shared hardship and mutual understanding, finding solace in each other's presence amidst the chaos of our lives. And as we navigated the challenges ahead, I knew that with Maverick by my side in my life, I was not alone in my struggle.